Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Viv Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. To keep on time, but I really enjoyed that, so we can do that again anytime you like. Are we all right? Are we well?
Yes.
So, for the people who are new, this is the Comedy Arcade. This is a panel show fronted by a woman. Believe it can be done. I have got three brilliant guests. Now, technically, what usually happens is I will roll the bingo ball and I would draw random topics based on these balls. But you might notice if you're eagle-eyed at the front, this is sellotape shut, because when I did Cambridge Comedy Festivals, I threw all the balls on the floor in the first 2 seconds. So I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So I've got a list that I've seen, but nobody else has. So that's going to be fine. Yeah. So yeah, without further ado, let's introduce our players tonight. We have imported from Wales, specially for you guys, the brilliant, if you don't know, it's you, Robin. I don't know what to do. The... the magical, amazing Robin Morgan, everybody. Give him lots of love.
Hello.
Fresh from Top Secret Comedy as well. But this is going to be better, isn't it?
Absolutely. It Look was out. Not COVID safe.
It really isn't. They've got like plastic butcher sheets that they put in front of you. But there's a big space at the top and the bottom. Because COVID can only go in one straight line, apparently. It can't go under or over.
They give you bats that you can bite as well. It's not ideal.
The last time I was there was to see Robin's show. And the reflection was so pure of my own face on the back of the woman's head like Voldemort that I didn't pay attention to anything. I was just like, this is lovely. Anyway, we'll carry on. The brilliant, intellectually astounding cosmic shambles that is Robin Ince, everybody.
What? Thank you very much.
Robin,
I presume you're Robin with a Y, are you?
I'm not with an I. Is that okay? I'll change it.
That's fantastic. No. Have you ever been a Rob?
I tried Rob when I was like 13.
Oh, I did that as well. It doesn't fit, does it?
It doesn't, does
there
it?
There are faces that say, I'm not a Rob.
Yeah, I'm not a Rob.
I don't look good in a rugby shirt. I won't be there. There's a kind of, because hi, I'm Rob, and you're not that, and I'm not that.
I mean, it looks like we're the same person.
Yeah, well, I am possibly a portent of your own doom. If you do not live well.
This is that film on the beach. This is what happens when you go there.
This is the old beach.
Only two people call Robin and one woman on the panel, which normally I would roast if this was Twitter, and now it's my show, and the boot's on the other foot, isn't it? We will continue. He's not called Robin. He's absolutely stunning. You're going to love him. It's Rich Wilson, everybody.
I do look like a Rob, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you would, yeah.
Yeah.
You're all right, Rob. You're all right. Yeah, yeah.
Good to see you, Robin. Good to see you, Robin. Robin. Yeah.
You could be an honorary Rob tonight.
Yeah. I like the way I like that you use the word intellectual when describing Robin there. I never get that. I don't remember the last time anyone ever said to me, "You read any good books lately, mate?" I always get, "What's the best van you've ever hired?" You know what I mean? It's that.
What is it, though?
I'll tell you what, it's not an advantage on the comedy circuit, though. In the 90s, when I began, now the next act, a little bit clever. Brilliant. They've alienated the whole audience. The next one, he's got a library card. You'll despise him. He's not a real man at all. I was thinking about that the other day. I tried to be a man. Well, I'm not. This is what I find fascinating about things like non-binary things, because I do think it's far too harsh, that idea of what a man's meant to be and what a woman's meant to be and things like that. And I remember when I was 10 going, I'm going to try and be a real boy. And I bought Match magazine and a Panini football sticker book. That lasted a day. And then I was back to dressing as Servalan in Blake 7 and everything was fine.
But, you know, the real boys, where are they now? We're on the stage at the Water Rats. They're probably
at
home drinking tea. Right, let's crack on with the game then, shall we? Because it is very late on a Sunday. This was a questionable choice of time slots, but yet here we are.
Just removing my glasses as well so you can tell us apart.
Do you know what I really... people who put on glasses... Toby Young does this, right? That fucker Toby Young. When he goes on Newsnight, he puts on his glasses like that, as if to go, because I actually did go to Oxford or Cambridge or something, I'm very clever, and he puts on, and then he squints all the time, because he thinks it makes him look clever if he looks like he's shitting out his ideas. And it is just, but there's, that Jeffrey Archer used to do that as well. He'd went, "I'm going to put my glasses on now, because it means I'm a little bit clever." Fuckers. No, the real, those who are not myopic, but nevertheless wear them, it's wrong.
Absolutely.
I know it's not you. I know that's not true of you. I've seen you in a monocle.
Look at that squint. Look at that squint he's given us. He can't see any of us.
I don't know where I am now, no.
Oh, this is all going to feel very banal and lightweight compared to the conversation we've just had. I roll the ball just to, like, collect my thoughts, basically. That's what's going to happen. And it's quite a soothing sound, isn't it? Yeah. If comedy doesn't work out, as it looks like it won't, then I'll just roll this ball on YouTube for money. You are going to be my fourth contestant. I can tell how this is going already. I love it. I love it. I did need another woman. It could be you. Right. We love to see it. The category is life hacks. Who's got one?
I'm 52. I don't even know what they are. This is the problem. This is a whole language which I just don't know. What? So life hacks is
things
what...
Things that make life a little bit easier, Robin.
I'm
like
52.
You helping
nothing
me with
does.
This question.
Well, how's that going to happen?
Come on. You must have a good one or a bad one.
Throw it over to the young people.
The only life hack I've got, I think, is when you're drinking with a group of friends, get your round in first. Because then what happens is everyone remembers that you got the first round. They don't remember that you haven't bought one after that. Because everyone gets battered and you just get pissed for cheap. Everyone gets, they go, I'll get these. You got the first one, Richie. You got the first one. And then by the end of the night, you've spent like one round's worth of money and you're slaughtered. So, yeah, there you go. Just
oh, no, but other people don't do that, though, do they? Because I know other people who go, hang on a minute, how many of there are us? How many pints are we going to have? If I buy the first one, I will have to buy a second one. And Tony won't have to buy one at all. Now, I'm going to come in at the third.
Yeah.
So there's also that kind
there
of
is that
mathematics.
I don't have many
well.
Friends like that.
Yeah, you need better friends.
You're hanging around with the wrong people.
I drink alone. Yeah.
I don't go out drinking with those people. We have dinner with those people. Yeah. That's different. There's different groups of people who go, we're going to get battered. We're going to have dinner.
We're going to have an itemised bill. I had to start and you didn't, so I'm going to pay slightly more.
Oh, there's loads of that. Yeah. But that's my life hack, anyway. Not much of a life hack, really.
I like
just
it. It was weirdly disputed, but I enjoyed it, because you know what? It was an answer, and that's what I look for in the panel show format.
The bar is low.
Oh, so low. With that in mind.
I don't think I have any, but I am obsessed with them. And I've been watching a lot of BuzzFeed videos where, you know, the ones that sort of come up on your Facebook feed and they autoplay. I saw one that was about life hacks of how to move house. And they were the most batshit things I've ever seen in my life. There was one where a man can't pick up a table. So he gets two roller skates and puts them on the front wheels. and then starts to trolley dolly it. You're moving out because you're a cunt, mate. That's why you're moving out.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what... Because this category came to me because I read my mum's Take a Break magazines, and some of their ideas are absolutely nuts. Yeah. Use a pita bread as a handbag if you haven't got one. That legitimately got in. Someone paid £250 to that woman for that tip. Like, what is wrong with everyone?
I don't use carbs, so how is that going to...
I don't know. A cucumber?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What do you need in there?
Tofu.
I don't know why I thought cucumber. I'm having a phallic
taste. Maybe a melon, watermelon. If you're going to go for a bag.
It's such a beautiful thing to watch both of your minds. Cucumber, melon. It's 1971. Here comes Sid.
You know,
he's
Rob.
In the water rat.
You know, Rob.
On the modern day Sid James. I love that.
Terrible carry on film bookends. That this is why we're not allowed to sit together.
I've got a life hack, right? This is genuine, and this again is for the older people in the audience, which is because I do. We talked about this actually when we were in Manchester, right? I don't watch Lewis anymore due to one of the actors spoiling everything. But I do like watching Endeavour and Midsummer Murders because I'm 52. And so to save time, I start watching Midsummer Murders on ITV 3 plus 1. And then half an hour in, turn back to ITV3. Thus, it only takes me an hour to see a full story. And I miss out all that middle hour, which is just kind of wanking about. So all of the little MacGuffins that are going on and stuff like that, I don't have to deal with that. I start with the plough murder, and then I come back for when Richard Briers kills someone with a crossbow. All action.
I reckon Take a Break would pay money for that. Can I submit that if you won't?
Yeah, no, please. Yeah, and I also make myself look like John Nettles using a piece of French stick, so that'll fit in with their baked goods tips.
I'm not allocating points and making a note.
All that wanking about.
Yeah, that was another of my jobs that went. That TV critics job just didn't last. We're The Guardian. I know you're The Guardian. I'm just saying, in some of the detective shows, because they need to make it 2 hours, there's a lot of wanking about. I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go.
Just a little bit bloated. Right, we're going to carry on. That went in directions I did not expect. Right, petty crimes.
Why are you looking at me?
Am I looking at you, or are you just projecting?
Yeah, what's in the van, Rich?
What's in the van? Puppies and sweets.
Oh, this is uncomfortable now. I've done petty crimes. I
like the way you said that. You were going, petty crimes? I can do the bigger crimes. I mean, if they want to know about all the wedding rings that were found in my drain with that mince, I managed to get off. I had a great lawyer. But that wasn't petty. That was front page stuff.
I'm not waking about with your petty crimes, mate. I've actually done... I used to steal.
Here we go.
I used to shoplift. Everyone sort of does it, right? I mean, you're probably doing it as we speak, man. We check your pockets for glasses. that was a laughter of recognition. Well, because I didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid, but we weren't poor. We didn't have a lot of money. I used to steal the Choose Your Own Adventure books. Like, I loved them, but I couldn't afford them, so I just go and nick them, and just that's quite nice, isn't it? That's quite nice.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What do you do now? Do you A, wear a big coat and go into W.H. Smith, or B, listen to the moral fairy that says no?
I used to go in with my jacket, and I used to go, "Oh no, I've dropped my jacket," and then and then I'd scoop up like two or three in my coat, and then just leave with it like that. Yeah.
Oh, you see, I imagined you going out pretending to be a book carousel, so just turning round and round in a beautiful balletic form.
I'd have them wedged down my sleeves. Yeah. There's nothing to see here.
Come and see the majestic book, man.
Oh, that's heartwarming. Also a bit heartbreaking.
I used to nick stuff as well for books. Not proper petty crimes, but I used to nick money from my mum's purse to buy books like the Mayflower Book of Black Magic Stories.
Yeah.
Right? And there was a boy where I grew up in Chorley Wood who called Simon Page. And I used to steal two or three of his Doctor Who books every time I visited his house.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Rob behaviour.
Come on, this is pure Rob behaviour. Let's face it, who's going to be the real book thief here?
And to be honest, books don't have owners anyway. Books kind of like float around like umbrellas. You don't own these things. They just like you'll lend a book to someone. Unless it's a really special book to you. It's weird to ask for it back. You have to wait for them to go, oh, there's that book I'd finished with. Like what's his name from Monty Python?
Terry Jones? No,
the one behind the scenes. What was his name? Terry Gilliam. I had his art book and I lent it to a friend of mine who was doing a project. That was 5 years ago. He's not even doing the fucking project now.
It's good to see you're over it.
Yeah. Anyway, still got my book. But that's the point. That's why I felt I could steal books from the shop. No one owns them.
Especially Mary Poppins books, because they're filled with umbrellas. So it carries both of the kind of... Yeah, so you can go with that.
It's a victimless crime. Robin, have you got any victim or victimless crimes to
Yeah,
share?
I killed a man. sorry, men.
Did they steal your books?
Oh, yeah. Can't own a book. Tell that to Mr. Waterston. I did lots of teenage drinking in NCP car parks when I was a child because no one ever checked for 14-year-old Welsh people. And there was a bigger boy we used to do it with, and he once got me to throw a watermelon off the side of an NCP car park and nearly hit someone.
Oh, amazing.
But didn't, because I haven't killed anyone.
Okay.
Legally, I'd like to put that line in for the recorded version of the podcast.
What a disappointing twist to that story.
Between you and me. Fucking.
See, you look like such a good person to me that I imagine you going to drink in a car park and actually putting money in for 2 hours for pay and display and just like having it on your forehead and then going, oh, bloody hell, I've been here 2 hours, 5 minutes. I better put the white lightning down.
Still washing everyone's cars.
Yeah.
You got a ticket on your melon.
Yeah.
I set fire to a cornfield where I used to live. It was like on the edge of sort of like the town. I lived in Alpington in Kent, so where Josie Long grew up. She lived at the posh end. I lived at
That's
the.
That's what she says.
Always throw down the cray. There's a cornfield in my mum and dad's house, and we used to knock around on the hay bales and muck around, and we were arseholes. We cut all the string on the bales. And there was hay everywhere where they baled it all up. It was everywhere. And then we found a box of matches, and it was a blistering hot day. It was me and my two friends, and we picked this matchbook up. We went, right, let's just strike a match, right? And what we'll do, we'll drop it, and then we'll stamp it out immediately, and nothing will happen. And what you don't realise about tinder dry hay on a...
Tinder dry hay sounds like a sex... app for scarecrows. I think that's a lovely. Can you just tell me which head you're going to be wearing? Will it be the sexy head, Wurzel?
Oh god! And the thing is, the match went down, and it went, and we just fuck, and we just ran to my friend's house who lived opposite the field. We ran in and we told his mum that some other boys. And we'd seen them run over the hill. They set fire to the field, and then we called the fire brigade, and we watched the fire brigade put the field out from my friend's bedroom, and then we left, and we were so scared that we were going to get caught. We buggered off to Chislehurst in the woods because we were like, on the lam.
you all laugh, but Theresa May was badly burned that day. Badly.
The ghost of Gladiator turned up. I went, what the fuck is this?
So you never got caught?
No, I never got caught. Told my mum about a year ago.
Yeah. I was going to say, because if you hadn't told your mum, I was going to tell her.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, she still, she did, she kept, she caught me nicking money out of her purse. Not on the same day.
Like, what a that's spree. What
made it up. You see, like, Robin, I thought, this is the thing you see, you don't realise people's backgrounds. You see, like, you think Robin grew up surrounded by books and education and all that, but he was still a thieving little shit. Like the rest of us.
Sometimes I wasn't even that quiet in the library. You used to see me. Edgy.
Turning those pages like, ugh!
Well.
I'd love this if this was a major... Do you remember they did that thing a while ago in America where there were a bunch of kind of felons who hadn't been caught and they all got sent a thing saying, hey, we're having a special thing where you've all won a car.
Oh, yeah.
And then they all turn up and they go, actually, you haven't. We've now got you all and you all go to prison. I would love if Vix has been doing this with you for all this time.
The police are waiting.
Finally, the Kent police suddenly walk in going, thanks very much, Vix. That was brilliant work.
Yeah.
And I would think, thank heavens I didn't listen to the middle section of these podcasts. I've just got straight to... None of that wanking about. Bit, straight to the action of your arrest.
We've got him.
Yeah.
the Ronnie Biggs of Orpington.
Sexy and dangerous. Oh, stealing yeah. books, setting fire to hay. And he's single, everyone. Just saying.
That went weird, didn't it? That went quiet then. Nah, you're all right, mate.
All right, next category, live shows. Good, bad, ugly.
Been to, have performed well, at?
It's deliberately vague.
Oh, good, good. That's helpful.
The first gig I ever died at was in was Robin Ince's Fault.
Wow.
We've never met before. Hi.
Hello. They thought that you were me.
Correct.
Yeah. And you were booed on. Yeah. Yeah. I carry with me hair. Yeah. Right, a reputation. He's another one with glasses like that awful one we saw last time.
But apparently it was one that you used to live down, there was like a canal gig in a pub, and apparently you used to come and do the middle section in this
yeah,
gig
right,
quite
yeah,
often.
Yeah.
And it was my first sort of 10 minutes on a pro bill, and the compo went, ladies and gentlemen, it's Robin, and everyone leant forward. And then he goes, Morgan, and then everyone went, fuck this. And I did not have a nice time, and I've never forgiven you.
What a time
I do,
to bring
there's
that
a
up.
Lot of gigs where I try and make sure all the Robins go there, and I think, yeah, that's mm-hmm. It's a nice place, though. It's
a
nice
lovely
pub,
place.
If you're going to die, it's a nice place, because there's a lovely view. It's yeah. one of those ones.
Yeah.
And it's got a long, dark walk you can go on, and it's just by a lock as well. So if you've given up all hope, it's a picturesque place to leave, you know, if you have your Virginia Woolf moment.
Yeah.
Cinematic okay. as you cry. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's a long walk to the canal from here. I wouldn't bother you.
Well, I'm first glad time. You've got that off your chest.
Yeah. I feel like it was a bonding experience.
I felt like that was a beautiful moment. Rich?
When I started out, One Foot in the Grave was like at the height of its fame. And the lead actor in it is called Richard Wilson. So when I started, I'd get introduced as, please welcome to stage, Richard Wilson. And I was met with a barrage of, I don't believe it!
And they were right to not believe
every,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Every gig for the first year, 2 years. I don't believe it! So I was reading Rich Hall's book, Thing Snowball. And it's one of the best books I've ever read. It's very short. Chapters are very short. It's brilliant, but it's hilariously funny. If you haven't read it, I urge you to get it. Think Snowball by Rich Hall. But I read that and I was like, oh, Rich. Oh, yeah, I could. If I just called myself Rich. I nearly called myself, because my granddad was called Ronnie Quick. And I nearly called. I would talk about names, and because of Rich, I went, oh, Rich, Dick. I nearly called myself Dickie Quick. Imagine.
Yeah.
Thank fuck I didn't.
Please welcome Dickie Quick. I don't fucking believe it. Do not believe it.
It's a very different show.
I might do it, actually. I'll do a character. I might do it a one-off. So I shortened it to Rich, because I was a big fan of Rich Hall. It was like a bit of sort of nod to Rich Hall, and like, I was like, oh yeah, cool. And then as soon as I did that, I did the gigs, and then it all stopped. But what's happened since, the amount of times I've been introduced as Rich Hall by mistake, where they go, please welcome to the stage, Rich Hall, and I walked out, and they've all gone, ah, for fuck's sake. Yeah, so that kind of shot me in the...
Do you ever try and do the voice for the first 5 minutes? Maybe they won't know. Keep the lights low.
That's I don't know what he says.
Huge fan of his work, huge
yeah.
fan.
Yeah, yeah, huge fan, don't know what he
You've
says.
Only read the book, you've never heard him speak, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Robin, first gig, worst gig?
I'm trying to think, I was thinking actually, because it's the Water Rats, I did a musical in 1997, written by Jimmy Perry, and starring Sue Pollard, 3-2-1's Ted Rogers, Freddie Parrotface Davis, and Carmen Silvera from TV's A Low and Low.
What?
Yeah.
No, Dickie
I think I said this the other day, Rich. Every now and again, I sit down and I go, fucking hell, I've done a musical with Sue Pollard in the same year that I toured Croatia with the Stranglers, and now I do science shows with Brian Cox as well. That's variety. You know, I just... But, I did because I like you, as you know, Vix. I just like saying yes to stuff. I don't know what's going to happen, so I'll just do it.
It's working really well for me, so.
Yeah, and it was, and I met Jimmy Perry on this terrible. When Channel 5 began, it had a TV show called Five's Company, and it was presented by five presenters on Channel 5, and it was people like Nick Knowles, DIY guy, Nick Knowles, Esther McVeigh. Who turned away from show business to become a Nazi. And fucking hell. That's acceptable, isn't it? Yeah. Do you have to bleep that out on the podcast? I don't know.
I think it'll be fine.
She actually, I once went out for coffee with her because she wanted advice on how to be a comedian. She has taken that in some very dark places. You know, it was genuinely, that showed you that bizarre line between, you see so many of those people in the House of Commons now who are just hungry, like, you know, with people like Anne Widdecombe. You know, the fact that, Anne Widdecombe, she's just a laugh. She's a panto dame. No, she's fucking not. No, she's a very cruel woman who once cured my diarrhea, but there's no time to tell you about that, right?
There is so much time
No. We'll skip over that. This very much we're now in the wanking about middle section of this story.
So is Esther McVeigh just a character act that's gone like full
Daniel
Day-Lewis?
Yeah. It's one of those bits that one day she'll be taken off the makeup and go, oh my God, I've just realised it was meant to be a joke and then I won that election and bloody hell.
She's the Dickie Quick of politics.
See, that would be a very different thing, wouldn't it? If there was a comic called Esther McVeigh, her story would not be, and everyone shouted out, I don't believe it, would it? Her story would have been. But no, I did this. So I did this musical with Freddie Parrotface Davis and Ted Rogers and Sue Pollard. And I got asked by Jimmy Perry, so I'd met on this thing, Five's Company, right? And the reason he asked me, not realising, he thought that all comics were like comics in the old days and they could sing and dance and do everything like that. Well, unfortunately, on the first day of rehearsals, when they went, right, Robin, we're now going to do, we're doing the funky dance now. I went, oh, well, I won't be doing that. And they went, oh, yes, everyone dances. I said, oh, no. And so anyway, by the end of that day, I'd been written out of at least four routines. And Carmen Silvera from TV's A Low, A Low, the reason I mentioned that was Queen Rattling that year. My God, she didn't stop banging on about that. Oh, and then I danced with Sasha Distel. Yeah, whatever. And the only dance, there were two dances actually that they didn't cut me out of, right? And it was a disaster. Because I can't do anything like that because I'm quite hypervigilant, so I'm always aware of my... But I had to do this dance. The end song was this song that would go, Dirty Old Car Mix, Fighting for Laughs, When Uncle Joe Starling, something, 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 right? And we all had to do kind of high kicks and stuff like that. And every night I would hear Carmen Silvera loudly tutting. And she never understood what was going on. Why this? I was only 27 at the time, and had a lovely face like Robin's over there. And it was just this incredible thing. I'd gone directly from making a documentary about Australian and New Zealand lesbian and gay novelists who were doing the Lancaster Book Festival to walking into a practice room with Sue Pollard. And I can tell you now, Sue Pollard is exactly what you might hope, by the way. Fucking hell, she's brilliant. Hey, Robin, what are we going to fucking do with this musical? It's too fucking long. Right, and it was, right? They did the dress rehearsal. And at the dress rehearsal, they found out it was an hour and a half too long. Right, so we're in Wimbledon Theatre. We're on the next night. So all the whole night was just everyone standing in the wings going, am I on? Oh, that scene's been cut, has it, right? There was this fantastic scene, right? Sue Pollard was singing a love song to about Ted Rogers. She wasn't sure if he really loved her or not, right? And she finished the song and it was like, and that's why I love him. And then the lights went out and her mic was still on and you could just hear her going, where's my fucking hat? Across the whole auditorium. Oh, it was a fuck. And Dave Gorman said, why did you say yes to that? And I think everything I've just told you tells you exactly why. It was a delight. I love all that stuff.
Robin Ince, everybody. Robin Ince. When you said that at the beginning, and you went, I did a musical with Sue Pollard, and da-da-da-da-da, it sounded like a dream, like your dad.
Yeah.
You know, I did a dream, and Linda Carter from Wonder Woman was in it. And
But that's what life should be, shouldn't it? You
Absolutely.
Should make sure that you go, I'm still not entirely sure I'm actually living this or not.
Yeah.
I mean, very much so today. This is why I keep the categories vague.
Well, I became a comedian by that, living like that, just going, yeah, go on then.
Dancing with Sue Pollard.
Yeah, I became a barman at Upper Creek in Greenwich, and then like someone on the other comedians kind of went, do you want to do a gig? And I went, yeah, go on then. And I just ended up, I never thought I'd be a comedian. And now I'm here telling you about stealing books from Smith's when I was a kid. Yeah. It's quite surreal, isn't it? It's fucking great. That was just a little poignant moment for you, just lovely. I always wanted to be Bergerac, funnily enough. I liked his little car, yeah.
Just in the beginning and the end, though, not that wanky middle.
Not the wanky in the middle.
Hey, Bergerac's a 50-minute show. There's not so much wanking around in the middle. I'm talking about the two-hour shows. The fucking Lawrence Fox dicking about.
Everything
too much
dicking
around gave him a chance to get his ideas, didn't it? Not good. Not good ideas.
Should have kept it fit. Nettles never had any ideas, did he? 50 minutes.
Nettles straight in, straight out. Oh, John, do you want to be a Nazi? I haven't got the time.
Ain't got the time.
I've got to do an advert about helping donkeys. Good. What about you, Lawrence Fox? I'm trying to read this book all about... It's called Victor Comic, and it's very good.
I tried to cultivate this weird moustache. Yeah.
I don't know who any of these people are.
So you're of that age group, because now I'm 50, where you do have to, everything, every time. Oh, you probably won't have heard of them. It was in the very big in the early 1990s. And yeah, so that's... Yeah.
I'm having a lovely time.
He's just a little
you're
boy from Wales.
Your
on
career.
A
he was right about that fortune. Is this the portent of my doom?
It's nice being out with the grown-ups, isn't it? Yeah.
Can I go to bed now?
The next time you introduce us Robin, just give it a go.
Sue fucking Pollard. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, we had a game to play. We're just having a nice chat now. This is the trouble.
Oh, yeah, the game.
Remember that? Remember when you used to be in control? It was for approximately 2 minutes at the start.
Once I saw you in control. The rest is carnage.
Switch his microphone off. Petty grievances.
Once I saw you in control. No.
I feel like you've got one. You were clearing your throat.
There's someone I'm annoyed with for no reason. I can't remember who it is. Come
this
back to me.
This could take some time.
I'll come back to it in a minute. Yeah, just
I have
someone.
Multiple people on my Facebook who I hate. But I don't delete them because I enjoy getting angry at reading their statuses. There are people who I've muted on Twitter but still check their account every single day because I'm obsessed with them.
You're in control of it. That's the beauty of it.
Obsessed with them.
What's the content? Is it Robin Ince? It's okay if
No. I've warmed to Robin.
Wow.
I know he hasn't got long.
A little bit more wanking about and he'd be gone.
Death cancellation, we don't know. Either way, he'll be gone.
there's just some people in the industry who I just think are twats. I'll tell you afterwards.
I imagine we've got the same list.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a later train. Yeah.
Do you know, I do have a grievance with people, talking about social media, I do, and if this is you, and you've done this, obviously, just have a word with yourself, right? When you see a picture of them in, like, an A&E or a hospital bed, and they're, today didn't go as planned, and you're like, go fuck yourself. It better be terminal, mate.
Well, I don't know how you got all those burns in that straw.
But I've got a book you can borrow. It just annoys me, like the picture of the thing in the arm, the eye, whatever that is. What's that, an IV? Where is it? Yeah. In the arm. Oh! Shut up!
I thought that was going to be one of those like cryptic things where everyone goes, are you okay, hun? But it really took a turn at the end of that story when they're in hospital and they have the audacity to talk
die.
About it.
You better die.
Well, I'll come in and I'll just squeeze the tubes on your IV. Like they do in the films.
That's a petty grievance.
Yeah.
You know we're in front of other people, right?
I didn't confess to anything.
Check the tape. Legally, he did not confess.
He hasn't done it. He's just thought about it, which is fine.
It's just things like that. It's just like, and yeah, the vague updates. You know, and then you get, are you okay, hon? Oh, I'll DM you. It's like, either, I'll write underneath, tell me what's gone on. I want to know what's gone on, or I'm going to flood your DMs with dick pics. Dad. Sorry.
What's happening?
Yeah, you said petty
grievances.
Are
you all right?
Yeah. Just fuck off. Honestly.
That is definitely the title of that first album of folk tunes you're going to do. Just people, just fuck off.
And the cover will be a picture of a burning field.
Yeah.
You're just lit in a fag.
Lawrence Fox is the guy on top of it. Yeah.
The scarecrow that's on Dry Tinder.
Like there we are. And John Nettle's looking smug like, I didn't wank about, mate.
What a tableau. Petty grievances, Robert?
Oh, none. I love people. Do you know, I was thinking when you were mentioning some of those faces, the one that I find frustrating is people who send a message on New Year's Eve, which has not been written to you at all, which is just to literally everyone in their phone.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, fuck off. And more often than not, I go, I don't even know who you are. I've swapped phones. And whoever your number is, I've never even considered you worthwhile to actually keep updating it. So I find non-specific supposed messages of joy very unpleasant.
Do you ever have people who then you check the previous message they sent was and it's like New Year's Eve from the year before?
Yeah. It always is.
Take the fucking hint, man.
Yeah.
Or people that send the chain messages of like, keep this going, otherwise badgers die or some weird shit like that. I don't want to say badgers, that's so hack. But you know what I mean? It's like, save the donkeys or something to send this on to, otherwise your firstborn gets it. And you're like, fucking hell. How is that connected? I'd rather, do you remember Rumpelstiltskin? I don't know why I thought about that. I just like that story. It's quite bleak, isn't it, that he turned up and didn't he have to spin gold? And then he'd get given the firstborn. Anyway, doesn't matter.
He's been cancelled now.
Because he's going around swapping gold for babies.
Can't do that anymore.
It's not acceptable.
It's PC gone mad.
Oh, well, there we are, actually. There we are. But it's not a petty grievance. Every single comic that calls themselves edgy when all they're actually doing is upholding already an oppressive status quo that exists, they can all go fuck themselves. Yeah. I am so utterly tired of hearing, oh, this person's been cancelled. Not with the Netflix contract I've just seen that they've got, have they? that's not a petty grievance.
Sorry, I'm going to have to cut up my mask now. Sorry about this. These itchy masks.
Oh, yeah, that's another, yeah. Any of those people who go on the radio desperately trying to get some kind of hit and they do their cutting up a... Oh, God, right. But none of these are petty.
No,
I'm trying to look for
the
fucking petty one. Nothing's petty in my life anymore. I can't take the risk. I haven't got enough time left to have anything that's petty.
Yeah, there's a few edgelords out there now, aren't there? And you go, you weren't like that in the car on the way to Runcorn. You loved Felicity Kendall back then. What's all this?
You bought Tang Fastix.
A Tankfastic's left wing.
Absolutely.
Oh no.
Absolutely. There we are.
Well, none of those grievances were very petty at all, were they?
I think Rumpelstiltskin might have been.
Yeah, but we didn't get to the crux of his issue with it. Yeah.
Don't know where I was going with it. Just, yeah, take a point off me. No.
I want you to, please, at the next gig that you do, please open it with, hi, I'm Rich Wilson, and anyone here remember Rumpelstiltskin? No, he was a funny old geezer, wasn't he?
I'm going to make it my... I'm going to do a whole bit on Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, God, isn't the next gig you're doing
I'll be in the dressing room going, that fucking wanker's ruined my Rapunzel routine. Jesus Christ.
And you watch, next year, everybody will be doing Rumpelstiltskin material.
It's the new What About Airplane Food.
Yeah, it replaced the dead dad story. Be, at the 40-minute mark, Rumpelstiltskin was my dad. That was the first phone that he took.
Good Lord. Right.
Sorry, Vix, the floor is yours.
I do love to be allocated it by you. I've been in control of this the whole time.
Of course.
Want you to all know that. Right, we're going to finish on your favourite fact.
Rumpelstiltskin.
I can tell you my favourite one from today is I was reading about the orb-weaving spider. We all were. And it was... it's an interesting book called The Social Instinct, right? And this is a spider where... I didn't know that kind of male spider's genitals are called paps, right? And it's just that bit... You know when you try and work out why we're one of the only animals with consciousness and then you see how shit... most animals' existence are, and you think, if they actually had any real consciousness, they go, oh, I'm not getting involved in that, I'm not having any kids, that's it, right? And the palp spider, right, the female spider has kind of two places of entry for the male spider to leave its sperm.
I didn't see this coming.
No. It's not necessarily my favourite fact, I would call it my most recent fact.
Okay.
But what happens is, if the male spider, if sometimes it'll find a younger and more naive female spider, generally they don't allow the male spider to put their two palps into both of their holes, right? But if the male spider manages to do that, after it's ejaculated, it dies to ensure that it will have offspring. And that is why nature is cruel. Because isn't that a horrible way? Because in one way, he's like, yeah! So I think that's one of my favourite facts. Wow.
I know a lot of women have been ghosted that would quite enjoy that happening, though, to be honest. So
I think it's the why
has he texted me back? Oh, like the orb spider, he's ejaculated and died.
Just die already, am I right?
Right. What's the deal with Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
He didn't die, did he?
Well, that was indeed a fact.
I read the other day.
Well done.
In one of your stolen
and that's a
books.
Fact. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a point for that, Rich.
I didn't tell you what it was. It was a back of a packet of rice.
You're trying. It's fine.
My phone died the other day, and I was waiting for a taxi, and I read the back of a prawn cracker packet. Because I didn't know how to act when I don't have my phone. I think I've gone wrong.
It's like reading all the backs of shampoo bottles in the bathroom, though. Oh, that's the thing we all did, right?
It is spicy.
It is weird.
That is beautiful. Just imagine going, I'm looking at Prawn Cracker's Instagram account and everything's fine.
Scrolling through.
It's fine.
I've muted them. I'm obsessed with them.
Do you remember when a little while ago Coca-Cola tried to do like a green version,
Coca-Cola Life,
right? And I remember, funnily enough, my phone had died, and just reading the back of that, and I was like, oh, I wonder where else you can find these things. And so later on, I had the can with me, and when my phone came back on, I googled some of the things. Some of the ingredients in that Coke Life. You get that in light bulbs.
That's a fantastic fact.
Can't remember this specific bit. I remember going, fucking hell.
Yeah, Dootsy had some great, great ideas that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go and steal some books.
Comedians spend a lot of time by themselves.
I've never known anyone who's read the ingredients of a light bulb before. So that's what kind of impresses me. I've got, hang on, I just want to check what's in this. Oh, riboflavin and niacin. Good, yeah, I'll put that one in.
That sounds
vegan?
Delicious.
Well,
they got fed up with people suing them after they shoved them up their arse. Yeah. Poisoned. I was poisoned because of the ingredients. Right, that's it. We need to put the ingredients on the back of the bulb.
Well, I want to say we can't end on that, but I'm afraid we're going to.
Would you like to hear my fact?
I would love that, Robin.
David Attenborough is older than sliced bread.
Wow.
Wow. Really? Really?
Yeah.
That's a tremendous fact.
Good fact to
know. No one was slicing bread before David Attenborough.
No, they were slicing it, but it didn't come ready sliced, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You could still slice. Ducks weren't just getting fucking killed.
People just biting into bread like an apple. Like, shit.
Kids go to school with just... just jam spread on the top.
I think we know we'll all be checking the veracity of that claim when we get out here.
Oh, amazing.
How did you find that out?
It used to be Bruce Forsyth, but then he died.
So now it's yours. You've inherited this fact.
Oh, no. Bruce. Another
I'd love to see the will reading of that. I bequeath this fact to Robin Morgan.
Yeah. I never even fucking met the bloke.
Don't know who he is.
Give me Strictly at least, mate.
Yeah, the Christ. Only condition of the will is like you have to tell as many people as you can.
Yeah. Oh.
Pass it on, boy.
Extraordinary. Right.
Oh, God, this has been amazing.
Bleak image now. Because I'm just seeing the kind of the ill Bruce Forsyth, and he's just very, in a very weak voice. It's been so nice to see you.
I can't even lift his arm up anymore. Can't even lift his arm
and
up.
The, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Did you think that's how it ended? That's how it ended. Nice to see you. To boo.
So this has been Comedy Arcade.
Do you want me to do a long boo so you can do the credits over it?
I am going to take the seconds it will take to tot up the points. And we will go around and talk about where we can find you if people have not had enough. Rich Wilson.
Don't say it like that. That's a really disappointed host. They cut those bits that Dara does out when he says it like that. I mean, it's like, oh. People are not utterly fed up with the inanity, especially of the two older men. Then, wherever some kind of wretched peccadillo you might have to wish to hear more of them, perhaps being used in some kind of S&M game, I would imagine.
I said what I said. Rich.
This has been brilliant. You can find me on... I'm on Twitter, I am Rich Wilson. I am on Instagram, I am Rich Wilson. I also have a podcast called Insane in the Men Brain, and Insane in the Fem Brain, and Insane in the Them Brain, where I talk to different and interesting people about their lives. Robin has been a guest. I need to get Robin Morgan on. Vic Slane has been a guest as well.
It's just you now, Robin.
It's just you. if anyone would like to go shoplifting, see you Monday. That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God.
There you go. There's a fact.
God. Robin Morgan, where can people find you?
I am on Facebook and Instagram, Robin J. Morgan, and Twitter, Robin J. A. Y. Morgan, because there's already a Robin J. Morgan, and I've tried to contact him about his account, and he's not getting back to me.
Would you like me to have a word?
Yeah.
That is a petty grievance, isn't it?
Where it is, going, actually.
Oh, someone with 3 followers, and I've got so many more than that, but they've got the name that I want to have, and they're not even effectively using this as a social media platform.
Totally. He also looks a little bit like me in the sense that he's a white man with glasses. and he once got me kicked off a gig in Edinburgh because what's the one set list that Kai Humphries booked tagged Robin J Morgan in. He replied saying, "Sorry guys, I've got the shits today."
Oh my god!
Bastard! what a bastard!
I turned up to the gig and everyone was like, "How was your ass?" I was like, "Great, thanks." Total prick.
What a chaotic neutral man.
My things are, if you go to cosmicshambles.com, that's where all the kind of interviews I do with people and stuff that I do with Josie Long, a book Shambles and Tips for Existence, and interviews done with people like Neil Gaiman, and that's all there. And my 100 bookshop tour as well, ooh, where I'll be going to 100 bookshops when my book comes out on the 7th of October, almost in the same day. I haven't quite managed to do that, but I'm doing about 50 bookshops in the first 21 days, and I'm doing Scotland, England and Wales in the first 4 days.
And if you need a spare, Robin Morgan is available. So
I can't have him because I've heard he's always got the shits. So that's the worst thing. Your reputation now. What, old Daria Morgan, not worth it. I mean, the best shit, sometimes it goes on for 3 minutes, then he goes, everything shifted again, and he just darts off. It's a disaster.
I would have loved that. Playing the role of Robin Ince today will be Robin Morgan. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
So, Robin, you were the winner, but it was a closely run race. Thanks for all the sharing.
Vix, where can we find you?
I am at Vix Layton on Twitter. I'm blocked by Robin, but he checks on me all the time.
Obsessed.
I'm also comedy_arcade, and this is a podcast. There are 43 episodes. Everybody here's been on it. I didn't leave anyone out. So if you like this, you'll love that, because it's like this, but edited. So it's like Robin's Midsummer Murders, basically. All the wanking in the middle has gone out. You guys have been lovely. Thank you for being our fifth, like our fourth contestant and our fifth panelist. Get home safe. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can, and subscribe, and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh, and this is What's Upset You Now. The USP is, it's only 15 minutes.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.